This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to Girls on Porn. I'm Rachel.
I'm Laura.
And we love porn.
This is our porn review podcast.
We talk about what we love and we roast what we hate.
Helping you find hot, ethical, just plain better porn for your spank bank.
And we're looking at everything. What a show we have in store for all of you listeners out there today. It is a very special episode. We are talking about rim jobs.
With rim job expert himself. That's our attribution, not hers. Excuse me. Joel Kipruster.
Or her.
Yeah, I'm off the plate. I had to like plug in my headphones. I don't even know if my shit's recording. I'm a hot mess. It's like 90 degrees in LA and I'm fully melting.
Oh my gosh.
Joel Kim Booster, highly anticipated guest of the pod, is a comedian and writer. He's currently co-hosting Quibi's Singled Out remake alongside Kiki Palmer and previously starred on NBC's Sunnyside. His stand-up has been featured on The Late Late Show with James Corden, Conan, Netflix, Comedy Central, and more. He's also written for Big Mouth, The Other Two, Billy on the Street, and others. Welcome, Joel.
Hello. I love, Laura, that you're getting so intimate with me. You're referring to me by her. Referring to me by female pronouns, which normally I only hear from gay men. But to hear from a straight cis woman is chef's kiss. I love.
Do you love? Okay, good.
It came out of me.
It felt so natural and so appropriate.
It was real. Yeah.
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 It
was real. We're best friends. I love it.
Yeah. Thank you so much for coming on the show. We wanted to have you on like literally the week the pandemic happened.
I remember. I know. And this was not on top of mind for anybody. I don't think anybody was prepared to be talking about rim jobs when this first started.
I know. And then the CDC was like, you absolutely can't rim.
Yeah.
Which was huge for me personally. I was like, what do you mean?
Devastating, devastating news.
But now it feels like. And it feels like this is our life now. So if rim jobs aren't top of mind, then what are you thinking about?
It's so true. Do you watch porn, Joel?
I do. Ugh. I do. I read porn. I watch porn. I listen to porn.
Ooh.
I do it all.
Ugh.
All of anything sexual, I will ingest into my brain.
Fabulous.
Well, now I'm curious, where do you read and listen?
I mean, listen, that's a lie. I don't listen to it. I mean, let's be clear. If you, I'm sure that there are oral porn podcasts out there, and that sounds lovely. I have not dipped my toe into that water as of yet.
Okay.
But again, we're only 6 months deep into the pandemic. We know it'll be 6 months from now. So, but I read like a lot of like, when my early days of ingesting porn was like literotica, like a lot of slash fiction. Like famously, the first piece of pornographic material I ever consumed was a slash fiction about Pokemon.
Whoa.
That I found because like it was like I was reading and writing a lot of Pokemon fan fiction at the age of 9, and boy did the internet, you know, you can really cross paths with the literotica scene when you're writing and reading a lot of fan fiction very quickly.
Yeah, there's a very thin veil there, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so that was like the first thing that I ever touched that was pornographic, and I still will dip my toe sometimes just for fun. I really do enjoy like fan written like porn about properties that already exist, and especially love like fan, like pornographic fan art is really both funny and legitimately like erotic to me. So
totally.
I will occasionally, and I love it like when it's like a very niche community, more so than anything else, like a show that nobody watches
right.
or something like that. If there's a watercolor,
yeah, like the fan fiction's like even more prolific than the show itself.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Like, there's a lot of like sci-fi shows, and like Supernatural is one that I've like I barely even watched the show. It's been on for 1,000 years. Is huge at Comic Cons. Like, if it's huge at a Comic Con, you know that there are freaks who are doing like watercolor portraits of the 1,000%. Two male leads penetrating each other.
Yeah.
So
the subreddit community is huge for them.
Exactly.
What do you usually like search for when you're searching for porn?
You know, it really does vary night to night. And it really does depend. I've gone off the beaten path. I really do enjoy Twitter.
Oh,
like, I will go down a lot of like Twitter rabbit holes, because I follow a couple of like porn accounts or like people who post like preview clips of their OnlyFans. And I only need a preview clip most of the time. I mean, they're really giving away too much for free on the OnlyFans. Like, there's no incentive for me to sign up for an OnlyFans if I can get off by watching by scrolling through your Twitter feed and just like accumulatively like sort of
putting them together.
An hour's worth of material.
Absolutely.
But like, they're always like quote tweeting and retweeting other porn Twitter accounts. And so I'll usually just sort of like click through until I find something that seems interesting enough that is like off the beaten path. Because I will say one thing overall that I've in the last couple of years really developed is a sense of like, I prefer amateur porn big studio porn. And I think like I want at least one of the bodies to look normal and like average, and I want like, you know, I want the decor to be sad, and I want it to be like bad lighting.
So the opposite of Rachel.
Yes. Yeah. And I love like, because there's just like, I love sort of piecing together the story of the two people in the video a little bit. Like, there's one where like, I love it when they leave the pre foreplay and sort of post coming sections too. Like, there's one video, I wish I would have saved the title of it, but it's this guy who's like traveling from state to state trying to have sex in every state and film it, and like he's explaining the conceit of his project after they come, and it's like very intimate. He's like, the other guy's like wiping off with the like motel towel, and like as he's doing that, he's like, oh, that's cool. That's really cool that you're doing that. And for some reason, that part of the conversation I find deeply, deeply erotic and arousing.
Right. The intimacy there. I think that's why the biggest appeal, right, of like most like amateur videos.
Yeah. And I'm pretty, I don't know if I'll ever have kids, but I've always been pretty like staunchly, you know, if I had kids, I would let them watch only amateur porn.
That's smart.
So that they get, so that we sort of skirt some of the issues around young men watching porn, or
absolutely
young people in general watching porn. Because I often find that like, I like watching sex that looks like the sex that I'm having.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, I was like talking about this with somebody recently, but I stopped having sex with people in their early 20s a while ago, because not as a general rule, but like oftentimes I find that they do not understand what good sex is yet, because they're still so focused on what looks hot and not what feels good.
Right.
And I definitely think that is because of porn and the amount of porn that people are consuming.
And the type of porn that
people are watching.
Yeah, that's huge. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I'm still working on that, honestly. I'm still like posing while I'm on top of you.
Yeah.
Like, it's still a
there
problem.
There are certain like aesthetic like choices you can make that does make it feel better. Like, an arch in the back is practical as well as aesthetically pleasing, I think.
Yeah.
I find. So, but it is like sussing out like those differences that really make having sex and learning about what you like during sex so difficult. And why porn can be complicated.
It's true.
Absolutely.
But I'm an adult and I know what I like, so I can watch as much porn as I want. No,
that's right. You can.
It doesn't affect me at all.
That's right.
But you only nighttime porn. I liked earlier when you were like, so when at night, like no daytime porn? Like,
no. Weirdly,
the sun mustn't see.
I am very sort of legalistic about like when I consume porn. It is almost always at night before I go to bed. And I will only usually have daytime sex on the weekends.
Oh!
never during business hours. Never during business hours, okay? Like, I've got to be at my desk, ready to open an email, ready to plan and schedule my next podcast appearance.
It's
like,
true.
There's just too much going on.
You never fucking know.
I'm like that with a lot of things, though. Like, it's really hard for me to watch TV between the hours of 9 and 5 on a weekday. Not that there's anything going on, but even like I won't like binge watch anything. Like, it's just like I have very complicated, I think because I had a day job for so long that I'm like, these are when I work, and like I cannot do anything that is not work. Otherwise, it's like a house of cards and my life will come unraveled.
Your life will fall apart if you watch porn at noon on a Wednesday.
Yes, exactly.
It's a slippery slope.
I will say, I watched the porn clips that we're going to discuss later on today in the morning, like, and it was deeply disturbing to me because I was like, why am I horny? But the sun is still out, and like I'm trying to like think of funny things to say, and also again like deeply horny. It was very difficult.
Conflicting parts of your brain. Welcome to our world.
Yes,
I definitely had to get up at like 7 a.m. to like finish watching porn for this podcast. Like, that has happened.
Almost exclusively every single episode. Like, Laura's like, sorry, I'm tired. I was up at 6 a.m. watching these videos. I'm like, what else are you doing?
I was drunk last night. I need to remember them.
I know.
Yeah.
So I have to wait till the morning.
I love the idea of like TV, sex, and porn as they're all just like you can have as a treat. You know?
Yes.
Like they're only, they're like extracurricular.
You know? To have sex in the middle of like a Wednesday afternoon feels like just the biggest indulgence.
100%. Yes. It's cake for breakfast.
It's kind of smart, though, because like we consume a ton of porn for this podcast, and I miss porn as a treat. Like, I miss porn exclusively being like, ooh, maybe I'll watch porn, you know, like not being like a surprise as opposed to, you know, an obligation.
Yeah. Like, sorry, I can't hang out with you because I have to watch 3 hours worth of porn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I actually did open up the videos today because I was tardy watching them, and I was like, God, I hope these aren't like hour and a half long, like magnum opus porns. You really gave me two really appropriately timed pieces to consume today.
Half hour is where we've tried to max out, so even I was like, ugh, 27 minutes. Like, how long are we going to be in this bathtub? You know? Like, but we just wouldn't be able to keep up with our own podcast if we were constantly watching feature length porns, you know? And the episodes would go on forever. There'd just be so much to talk about.
Too much to dissect.
There's so much to unpack.
Yeah.
I guess we should talk a little bit about the search term.
Yeah. What's a rim job? Even?
I don't know.
A rim job.
Huge. They're huge now.
It's so funny. I don't know if I've heard the term rim job. Like, I don't hear it. Like, I guess I hear just like rim occasionally.
Yeah, it feels like it shouldn't live in the job category.
Yeah.
Is how I feel. Because it's less about like, this 5 minutes ends with coming. It's more to me like a foreplay or like
it's
incorporated action.
Yeah.
As opposed
it's prep.
To being like,
it's like,
it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a helpful warm up.
It's a natural precursor.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
You need it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird actually. I never really thought about that because like when I think about like ass eating, it's more like ass eating sounds.
Yeah, eat my ass. Get back there and eat my ass.
Exactly.
Yeah,
like that
don't
makes
get
more
back
sense.
There, like,
and do a job.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
know?
Although I guess I have been like get to work.
You know? Yeah, sure, sure.
It's work but not a job.
Yeah, it's passion, it's a pleasure, it's not, you know, a grind. Or at least it shouldn't be.
There's a lot of euphemisms for it. You know, in researching this episode.
Yeah.
Sit on my face.
I don't understand tossing a salad. Like, how did that come about?
Yeah, I guess I don't really appreciate the salad imagery back there.
Me
I think
neither.
Of like loose bowels.
Right.
I think of
things in my teeth.
And no shame if that's like, yeah, exactly. I feel like unsatisfied.
Right. I'm still hungry.
Grilled chicken.
Things you shouldn't eat on a first date, you know, which is like not true. If I'm going to eat something on a first date, I want it to be a salad and also an ass, you know.
Yeah, cake is better. Speaking of the Beyonce and Jay-Z article that
cake
I mentioned before we started recording.
A treat. I like, have you ever physically sat on someone's face before? That is like one that gets thrown tossed around a lot. The
sit
imagery
in my face.
Of that.
Yeah,
sit
it's
in
hot.
My face.
But I have, I have a lot of like body dysmorphia where I think I'm going to kill the person.
Yeah. Well, it's certainly not in this heat. That's
yeah.
not.
Yeah, I know.
I'm going to slide right off of there.
Yeah.
I've definitely done face sitting, but I haven't given someone my like full weight.
Yeah.
Well, no, I mean,
because I'm like
naturally.
Buck too. Like if there's pleasure involved, I'm like whoop 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 whoop. Like
it doesn't
my
seem...
hips are doing things. So
it just doesn't seem positionally like it's the most effective way for both parties to get what they need out of that. Because like I feel like you're, I would be sort of buckling in like an exorcism sort of sort of position, like back, like a backward spider, just like buckling over someone's face. And meanwhile, like you're, if I'm lying flat on my back, like that's the last place I want to be eating someone's ass because I don't have the control.
Right.
I don't like, you know, you really only have, you know, sort of forward and back and only so back to go. I don't know. It doesn't seem conducive to a good rim job.
Yeah, I think doggy is a pretty classic way to take a rim.
Or like missionary.
Missionary. You know? A good missionary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's something dissatisfying about a missionary rim job, and I'll explain why. And that is...
Here we go.
There's something so... I guess like for me as a man, and I don't know about... I don't know. Are you guys eating? I'll get to this after I explain. But like it is... There's something about like... You lose a lot of cheek when you go missionary.
It's
lose a lot of cheek. You're not really like pulling back
the plumpness.
The plumpness, and you don't have like it. Just is you're getting a lot of bone once that. Like you, it's like the true shape of your pelvic bone is what you're seeing when you're sort of eating someone, sort of legs splayed up like that. And I really like. I like it to be cake, you know, I like it to be sort of bouncy and sort of being able to feel like the musculature and that. So, yeah. So missionary is, I think doggy is like the ideal sort of state to do it.
Yeah.
But are you guys eating ass or are you just
eating
your asses eating?
I am eating ass.
Yeah. Both.
Okay, great. Thank God.
I'm eating ass. I'm someone who's into like doing butt stuff to other people. So I like to eat ass. I do.
Changing the landscape.
Yeah. I'm trying. I'm just, you know.
One partner at a time.
It's true. I'm out here really putting the legwork in.
One startled but eager young man at a time.
Yeah. People are coming around to it though. I have to say.
Here's the other advantage to doggy, and this is specifically as a female recipient. I like to be in doggy because it discourages the journey of ass to vulva, back to ass, back to vulva.
Right.
I am quite prone to UTIs.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I am like a showerer. Like, if you're going to be getting into my ass, and I'm a like, it's its own thing, and then we can do that stuff. But like, I just like... Rachel and I both like can catch a UTI in the wind. Like it's just
shocking to me that I have never had, knock on wood. it's not gonorrhea. It's the stomach thing that Giardia.
Oh, Giardia.
Yeah. Yes.
I've never the amount of times I've like had someone eat my own ass and then like immediate. And I guess because I keep a pretty clean kitchen, but like like kiss
ass
me
to
immediately.
Mouth. Yeah.
Or like or like. Yeah, I'm definitely like doing a lot of that. Like I've fully sucked a dick that's been inside of my body before, or someone else's body for that matter. And so, truly blessed to not have had Giardia yet.
Yeah,
clean as whistle.
I mean, it's hard out here. Like I have absolutely convinced that I got strep throat once because I sucked a dick that was previously just moments beforehand in my ass. You know?
I'm not a scientist, but
it like tracks
correlation causation. Yeah. I don't know. It seems
totally.
Likely.
Yeah.
Dare I say, though, that it's more common in the male gay community to, like, enema or do an anal douche,
I think,
than with, like, straight women.
Yeah.
Because I've only on, like, one or two occasions actually, like, douched my ass before somebody was licking it or vice versa. And I know most of the straight men I'm hanging with
That's
are not
crazy.
Doing that. So I feel like there's just way more poo particles involved.
Can I plug something that a product that I use?
Yeah,
absolutely.
So, hold on, let me look up. It's on Adam and Eve.
Oh,
and it's the only. I don't know if they're one of your
They're not. Listen, we don't have a. We're not currently in conflict with any like anal. Yeah, that's what's about to happen.
Not yet.
So you
not
can
yet.
Say whatever you want.
Well, there's just one on. Oh wait, no. I want to go to Adam and Eve, not Amazon.
I've actually never douched. I've never douched my.
There's if you go to Adam and Eve, it's the best. It's literally a bestseller. So I'm not. Okay. I'm honestly not like bringing this to you know.
Right.
I'm sure most people who are interested has looked it up, but I really love it. It's the Adam and Eve smooth and easy silicone douche because. Oh. What it does, what it has is these like ridges that are like almost like, it's like almost like an anal bead situation.
Oh, and it's like, not like scrubs
hard
it out.
Yeah. Cause I've used douches before that have like the hard ridges and it's a rounded tip too.
Oh, I see.
So you're not like scraping the inside of your asshole, getting it in there.
Right.
So yeah, that's what I recommend to anybody who's looking to get into the anal douche game. Honestly, if you can get a shower attachment, that's the
thing. Yeah, there's so many reasons to have a shower attachment.
But if you can't, if you're traveling a lot,
right?
I've left my douche in so many hotel bathrooms to the horror.
Oh no!
So many cleaning crews. I'm sure. Oh. Thank God I always tip and tip well, but it is like. I wish I could be a fly in the wall when they like walk into the room and like and then, pick it up.
And then they take a picture of it and they're like, what is this? You know, to their friends. Does anyone know what this is? Yeah.
They take it home to find out.
But I'm a cleaner. I also use Pure for Men on the daily. I'm a lover of my
fiber.
So I don't struggle. That's
good.
It's not my struggle. But clean your asshole, Laura.
Yeah.
Oh, don't shame me. You guys are very common among women. Maybe it's not my asshole, but my fucking partners who are
fair.
Just using like pilly toilet paper and calling it a day.
If I can think of it, I'm like running to a bathroom really quickly when I like there's a scent in the air of like maybe sex is gonna happen. I'll like go to the bathroom and like very quickly just try to like clean things out. You know,
we all
with like whatever like suspicious hand soap is in the bathroom.
Free splash, and then you have to like rinse enough that they're not like tasting.
So they're like, what is that? Mrs. Myers, lemongrass. I recognize. Anyways.
Oh, God.
Do you guys want to hear some fun history?
I would love to hear some fun history.
Okay, so forced and mostly public analingus was used as a form of humiliation and punishment, usually of prisoners.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Lucky prisoner.
I know. It was like, I don't really know who's getting humiliated there. Like the person who's like getting their ass
I guess the person who's doing the ass eating, but it does seem a little like humiliating for both partners.
I know.
No one wants to be there.
Right. I know. I'm confused. I was confused as to like who was getting
this
the humiliation.
Like a punitive gay man sort of secretly came up with a plan that would make him happy.
Like, you guys, I have an idea.
They're going to be so humiliated. What about you? Oh, I mean, I'm not going to love it. But,
but it will
but they're
only
be so humiliated, it'll be worth it.
Yeah. But I will be the only person receiving it.
I'll take the bullet, guys.
Mozart wrote a song about it.
Really? What? The original Cardi B.
Yes, right? In Vienna in 1782 called Lick Mich im Arsch, which literally translates to lick me in the ass.
Yeah, that could not be clearer.
I know.
I was like waiting for there to be some sort of like really deep sort of interpretation going on of the lyrics here. But nope, it's right there in the title.
Right there. It's known as a body ode or a ribald verse and consists almost solely of the repeated request that we all get real familiar with the business end of Mozart's anus. The lyrics go
and
like
so
this.
So he wants someone to lick his ass. He's not looking to lick ass.
No, it's the lyrics are lick my ass nicely, lick it nice and clean. Come on, just try it and lick, lick, lick. So
literally drop the verse. It is like
it's WAP in 1782.
Exactly.
It's eating ass like groceries.
Right. Yeah. Except it's, you know, sung by six voices in a 3-part round, but you know.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. Mozart, real kinky.
Can I interrupt the history session, or was there a?
No, go for it.
Have to talk about this or be mad at myself forever. But our wonderful new intern, Claire, sent a link. Any of you academics out there can find this on Project Muse. Otherwise, I don't know if it's available because it's fully an academic article published by the Indiana University Press.
Love those people. Those perverts in Bloomington. I know. Printing something.
Kinsey, baby, right next door. Ass You Lick It, Bay and Jay Eat Cake. And it's a, like, 2010 to 2014 study around the, like, covert ways that Beyonce and Jay-Z theoretically alluded to their mutual analingus and how the, like, queerifying of their heterosex was, like, a radical act of feminism.
Interesting that I completely missed all of this. I didn't... I guess
I know!
Why didn't this go... Why are the fucking nerds at Indiana University the only ones talking about this, apparently? Yeah. Like, I can't believe there wasn't, like, an obnoxious amount of Twitter discourse that would be inescapable otherwise.
I know. Yeah. I read the whole article. It's quite subtle. It's, like, literally based on, like, a T-shirt that Beyonce wore that said, "Let me eat cake." And then the, like, the sort of, like, different ways in pop culture cake is used to represent ass. And then there's things about, like...
His verse.
Like, some of his lyrics and what they could imply, but they're not very literal. Like, it's pretty hard to be sure that that's what they're meant to imply. Like, I think if this is true... Bay and Jay very deliberately sprinkled a gentle trail of cake crumbs.
Little Easter egg. Yeah.
But, like, I don't think they, like, outright wanted to, like, light up the community for reasons we could
discuss
forever.
They're not calling people bottom feeders.
Yeah. I mean, huge in the hip-hop world, though, you know? Like,
Nicki Minaj.
Yeah, it does
feel like they're definitely pushing the boundaries on introducing ass-eating into the mainstream in ways that Taylor Swift isn't. For instance.
Very true. But what's interesting is that it's always like, you know, men being like, "Yeah, I eat ass, like, hell yeah." But then the second someone's like, "But do you let your ass get eaten?" They're like, "No, dog." Like,
yeah.
But which is so interesting to me because I'm like, "But you're the one who's eating the asshole." Yeah. You know, like, everyone has an asshole. It's not like it's, like, just a feminine genitalia.
I think we need to take a few steps back because I think the butt discourse over the course of a few years, and maybe this is wrong too, but I do feel like we've sort of synonymized butts with vaginas in a way that is unhelpful. I guess only to straight men, because, like, I guess there are gay men who take offense to it too, or who are like, which is not my, this is not my issue. I'm not, like, banging
not
down
the
doors of Congress,
gonna,
like, write the bill today, bussy should be outlawed. But trust me, there are men on Grindr that I see all the time who is like, "Please do not refer to it as bussy." And it's like, you have 140 characters and that's what you're about. It's like you, that's what you don't, we have very limited space on Grindr and you're using some of it to display your displeasure with the term bussy, which is gross. But like, I guess, like, I wonder if that's part of it. Like, we've just synonymized butts with pussies in a way that straight men just, like, can't accept that they have a little bit of one. Like, they have a hole too. I don't know.
This article even talks about this, and I'm kind of into it. It's not necessarily about synonymizing a vulva with an asshole, but that assholes are inherently mutual. Like, if we're doing mutual analingus, then we're trading play on the same parts, and it does remove the dynamic of, like, the P penetrates the V, and it's about, like, how do we create a sex act that is shared and exchanged equally, which is interesting. Yeah. But I agree that, like, we shouldn't just be saying that butts are pussies. And
it's the most democratic sex act there is, you know, like, everyone's got one, you know, and you can either be a penetrator or a penetratee, you know, like, it's just, I think it's really fascinating that it's just now coming into being a thing that straight people are open about.
It feels like, it really does feel like that one episode of Broad City and Marnie getting her ass eat on Girls really was the thing that brought it. And it is crazy that those are the two places where it sort of became a thing. Although Issa Rae eats ass, I believe, in this latest season of Insecure. And she also sticks a finger in her lover's ass. And it's not like the issue of the episode.
Yeah, right. It's not like this scene is about that, and then we have to talk
right.
about
that. Miranda also gets her ass eaten at one point on Sex and the City, I remember,
and she
as well.
Didn't.
And that's like her storyline.
Right.
And she didn't want to eat the guy's ass in return.
I know.
That is
how
like
rude.
The turning point of the episode. So like it has popped up. But I will say I commend Issa Rae for like going there and not making it like the C plot of the
right.
story.
Yeah. Normalizing it. You
exactly.
know.
Yeah. We're all chipping away here.
It felt very normal. She just does it. The guy asks her to do it and she does it, and it is like just a part of a normal sex scene. It is not necessarily like played for laughs or anything like that.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Pause up for Issa Rae.
Yes.
We love it.
Yes. There was also a great article about like basically inviting Kanye to be less afraid of his own ass, because Amber Rose called him out and said, Kanye West, are you mad I'm not around to play in your asshole anymore? And then he was like, listen, I don't do that. And this author on out.com, Les Fabian Braithwaite, I hope I'm saying that right, was like, like you wear skirts sometimes, like maybe just... like let the world know you do ass play. Like what's the
big deal? I wonder though, like that's so complicated because like what if he doesn't, you know? And it does feel like Amber Rose a little bit was weaponizing that in a way that like isn't necessarily helpful to begin with either. It wasn't like, you know, like, and maybe he doesn't, and that's okay too. And it's like difficult when people still bring it up as like in a way that's like an insult.
Yeah, like putting them on blast.
Yeah, and there's no way to like, if you don't enjoy it, to sort of skirt that without seeming like you're ashamed of it. But it can just be like any other thing. Some guys don't like their dick sucked either. It's crazy to me. But here we are.
Yeah, that continues to blow my mind.
Yeah, whether it went down or not, she's kind of outing him without his permission, which sucks.
Yeah.
But the sort of like heart of the argument is like, but let's all just talk about ass play more. And especially in like the hip hop world where it could be opened up more. But, you know, like two steps forward, one step back.
Yeah.
We'll get there with special help from Issa.
It's like, I feel like the more steps that we take as like, you know, in like the straight sex world of like, I don't know, like queerifying our sex lives, like the better the world will become.
Yeah. De-emphasizing missionary one step at a time.
Yeah. Yes. And like, just try some ass play.
Yeah. You know, safely. Give it a rinse first.
And, yeah.
Give it a rinse. Yeah. Plenty of lube. Lots of warm up.
Yes.
Preach.
Yes. What a great little 3-point tips and tricks section. That was, that was really tight.
It's that simple. I feel like I hear so many stories of women who their first and only experience with anal is like through an accidental slippage I don't know enough about the mechanics of that to understand it, but it does. I'm always like, oh, well, yeah, of course, if it was an accident, then it's not going to feel good.
Right. Traumatizing.
When you say accident, you mean someone's tongue, not their dick?
Their dick, I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
The tongue, that feels a little bit more intentional. But like, again, like, I guess they're closer than I surmise them to be.
I don't know about that. I'm wary of the accidental dick slippage into an anus, because you really do have to be like,
well,
it's
like a poking. You know what I mean? Like you
could be
suddenly
looking for the wrong hole and be like, whoops. But like, you'd be pretty.
But if you're going
rejected.
Sort of like,
right? And if you're fast,
and then if you pop, like, could it? If you're in doggy,
yes,
and you're like
100%.
Going vigorously, could it like? Go in or like sort of punch the butt in a way.
It punches the butt. It punches the rim. For
it
sure.
could punch, but the idea of just something being like whoops, whoops, and then like all
Got
the way
it.
Sliding in,
right?
Out lube.
I know. You already need so much in order to get something in there. You know, like you need a lot of prep. You need a lot of lube. You need a lot of breath.
So what you're telling me is that it doesn't sound like these are accidents at all, but these are premeditated.
Yeah, I'm concerned
sort of...
for your friends a little bit. Like, if there's penetration and they're like, "Whoops, I slipped in," I'm like, "You worked it in, and you clearly knew like." Which hole you were going for, because you were viewing it from the back, which is pretty clear. Like,
good to know.
I don't know. Maybe talk to your friends, have them talk to their partners.
I've definitely had like an accidental poke, and I was like, nope, sorry, not ready for that.
Yeah, there's been like a knock at the back door, but like a slip just sounds like more than could accidentally happen.
You know, I might be extrapolating from the details.
Right.
Things
I hope
that didn't happen.
It could be.
It might have just been a poke. And if you're not if you're not well versed in anal, then like a poke can feel like pretty yeah. severe in a lot of ways.
If you're not used to things going in instead of out, you know, it's like
it can be jarring.
It's very jarring.
Yeah. Well, I hope your friends are okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I got to make some phone calls after this.
Yeah. Just make sure. We're laughing about it, but hopefully it is just an innocent.
Yeah, just an innocent.
It is a situation. It is a backdoor tap. Should we do the showdown?
Let's do the showdown.
Okay. Let's start with Mrs. Claus makes slave eat ass.
Wow. Oh.
Yeah.
But I appreciate that it's not an elf, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad that they didn't do that.
See, I bet the person is in an elf costume. Yeah, I bet that is
a missed opportunity.
Yeah,
I think that they would probably slip in that detail.
Yeah. If we're going with Mrs. Claus, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you know if they cast age appropriate?
I can follow this link.
I would like to know. I would like to know if they really went there with, like, because why make it Mrs. Claus at all if you're not going to go with the iconography that we have?
I mean, you're here to ask the right questions. Thank God.
It does not look age appropriate at all.
These
people look like maybe early 20s, but I'm just looking at a thumbnail. I'm not even sure. Oh, now I have like an ad for cum juice in my ears. This is
always
not helpful.
I do like the idea of like Mrs. Claus being like a femme dom, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, that's
because what is she doing? You know, she's alone.
Yeah.
So, a lot of the time.
A lot
of the time.
Her husband
is very career focused.
Very busy.
He has a very dedicated workforce.
Right. He's very true. He's a god to some people, you know.
Yeah.
So she's got a lot of time in her hands.
It's hard to live in the shadow of that. I like that she's making it work with this
right.
elf slave.
He comes home from work, and he probably doesn't have time to make her happy. So.
No.
Yeah.
He's giving presents to every boy and girl around the world.
Yeah.
That takes time. That takes focus.
He's already giving so much, you know?
Next we have Rim 4K. Short-haired lady comes to tired pal and helps him to relax.
Oh, wow.
I love these kinds of porn titles because they're just giving you the full setup right there in the title.
Yeah.
So many adjectives.
Yeah.
So many like tired pal.
You know the storyline immediately.
Yeah. Short-haired lady and a pal.
Short-haired lady. Details that are normally visual. Normally I would just watch the video and sort of absorb the fact that it's a short-haired lady. But no, they're like, I guess
it.
They wanted to be specific for the people who are really out there looking for a girl with a bob.
Yes.
None of this fucking overrated long hair. I don't want to see a goddamn long-haired lady.
They don't want to see an updo. They don't want to see an Ariana pony. They don't want to see any hair in the face. They want a girl with a pixie cut. They want Carrie Mulligan getting her ass eat.
But then they also don't have the vocabulary to say a pixie haircut, you know?
Exactly.
They just say short-haired
just
lady.
Short-haired lady.
Yeah.
Short-haired lady also denotes something interesting to me, too.
It's a teenager.
I'm seeing, like, Kate Gosselin, sort of, like, short-haired lady.
Totally.
Comes to her tired pal, too. That's an interesting verbiage. Like, an interesting... Like, I come to you, my tired pal, with a simple request. A humble request.
Yeah. You want to do the next one, Rachel?
Yeah, I got one. Hottie wants to lick her gentleman ass to make him happy in the morning.
Again, so many nice details.
You know?
In the morning.
In the
That's
morning.
What makes him happy in the morning.
Like not just making him coffee from the French press. Like she's gonna lick his ass to make him happy in the morning.
Breakfast in bed.
Yeah.
See, that would have been a cute title for it.
Oh, Hottie, my God.
Hottie eats breakfast in bed.
Ass.
You know? Wink.
Ass breakfast
wink.
In bed.
Yeah.
But see, this is the opposite of you, Joel, because like is he already at work? Like
I know.
Is he in front of the laptop?
Like, morning sex is like so crazy to me too, because that is like, I don't know. I need to like take my Adderall and I need to like focus on these emails that have piled up overnight. Like, what are you doing? Get off me. You know?
I'm actually really thrilled to hear you say this because I feel like I'm not a big morning sex advocate, partially for reasons of I have to like get out of bed and get to work,
Ugh.
But also for reasons of like, just grossness and like,
yeah,
like the romance of just rolling over and wanting to fuck someone is great, but I'm like brushing teeth, rinsing off the like spit from last night that I didn't rinse off last, you know, like,
you career people, I'm unemployed, so I'm like, let's just fuck all day long, you know, I got
but
nothing
that's
to
even
do.
Different than just like first thing in the morning sex where just everybody's gross and pretending it's not and just being like, just put it in there and don't look at me, like,
yeah. I also, I do feel like I can have morning sex if I'm topping, but I cannot do it if I'm bottoming. Like, there's just, like, I know myself, and that's when I shit. Okay?
Yeah,
like,
good point. Very good point.
I need, like, I've got it down to clockwork science, and it just is not going to happen for me in the morning.
You can't mess up the routine.
I'm always, like, am I horny in the morning? Absolutely, if you want to get on top. But, like, and by that, I mean, like, I'm laying down, you're reverse cowgirling.
Yes.
Because that's the only way it'll otherwise happen.
Yeah.
Before my coffee? I don't think so.
No. Crazy talk.
I'm glad that we're just giving your fans, like, sex tips for when you hook up with.
Now everyone knows. They roll over and they say, we know you're not going to bottom because I listened to that episode.
Yeah. Actually, I have put too much information out on myself via podcast. People do. They know too much. Got to keep some of it to the imagination.
Yeah.
Here's a good one. Tony's mother, Mrs. S, pays the interest by blowing rim job oral cream pie.
Another so much exposition that we probably don't need, but I'm so glad to have.
I know.
Mrs. S.
Mrs. S.
Tony. Fucking Tony.
Tony. Is Tony in the video at all?
He's not.
That's the thing, is like, why even include her son's name?
Because
except
we to need
maybe
to
like
know.
Conjure some sort of like familiarity of like, I know a Tony and I know a Mrs. S.
Right.
You know,
like, right. And she's a bad woman.
Yeah.
A classic setup, though, to pay a bill.
She's paying the interest.
Just to pay the interest off.
Not even the bill.
Principal is penetration, but the interest, just assy.
Yeah. Also, oral cream pie. That's like not something that I think about ever.
Yeah. I didn't even know if you guys did that in the straight community. Oral cream pies? How would that even work, actually?
Yeah, I mean, it's just getting finished in the mouth, but, like, that's generally how most straight mainstream porn ends anyways, so.
Yeah, oral cream pie just means I have jizz in my mouth, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess I was conflating this with, like, felching because it was specifically ass eating, but I guess that's probably not happening in this scenario.
Yeah. Blowing, rim job, oral cream pie.
Oral cream pie, got it.
Yeah,
got it.
That's what's on the menu today.
Okay, yeah, sorry, limited menu today.
Yeah.
All delicious. last one I'll throw at us, nice and simple, rimming and such.
Oh,
rimming and such. See, we've gone from so many details to not enough.
Not enough.
I need to know.
What such
and
means.
Such can really mean carry a lot of water. Yeah. I don't know.
It could mean felching. It could mean a lot of things.
That's a video that you get invested in, and in like 20 minutes in, you're like, oh, and this is and such? It's not what I was looking for.
Yeah. Well, shall we take a quick little break?
Yeah, let's take a break.
Awesome.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Auraframes.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Auraframe.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, wow.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Auraframes are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Auraframe, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget. Mm-mm-mm. Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
We're back to talk about deep, sloppy, and intense rim job.
I would say that it's deep and sloppy.
Yeah.
Actually, I would actually maybe only say that it's sloppy. I'm
I don't
not even
think
sure
it's
it was
deep.
Very deep.
No,
or
it's not
intense.
Deep. It's very resistant to penetration. Like, we didn't even really spread that asshole at all.
It's sort of a central problem that the receivee has with the rim job is
he keeps saying
to go deeper.
Yeah,
and
he keeps saying, do it.
Seemingly doesn't.
Yeah.
I did not enjoy this video.
I hated it.
I loved it because it was so painfully bad. Like,
yeah. I mean, it was sort of the Room of rim job videos.
Yeah.
It is like someone who doesn't. It feels like the guy who's giving the rim job is there under duress.
Yes.
And that is. And I think it's almost text. I mean, it's subtext, but it becomes almost text because, like, he is like, this is your first time. You're a straight guy. This is how you eat your girlfriend's ass. And so all of these details are sort of summing up to me that this man was found literally on the street, was paid to be there in some capacity, and does not want to be eating this ass in front of him.
Exactly. Is not enjoying himself.
Yeah. Is very tentative. I mean, it's an extremely manicured ass. It's like bleached and hair-free.
Yeah.
But he's still very tentative and then is dealing with like the sort of through-line dialogue. I put in my notes like, this, the guy receiving the rim job is like every dentist ever. It's like, why are you talking to me so much? My mouth is full and asking so many questions.
Shut up. And stop saying buddy. He keeps saying buddy.
Buddy was tough and again, sort of like made it sadder somehow.
Yes, exactly.
Like, I also don't like, it's wild. It made me realize that like when I say during sex, do you like that? I only ever say it when I know the answer. And in this, it felt like a real question.
I know.
Like, do you like this?
I know. Because I can't tell.
Because I don't think you do, is what I kept expecting him to say.
Yeah.
And it was like weird. Like, so the guy getting his ass eat gets about two positions.
Mm-hmm.
He gets doggy and then he gets missionary. But the other guy is just sort of sitting cross-legged. Hunched over his ass. Like I kept wanting to, I was so concerned about his posture.
I know.
Like, can you get down in a better position? Like it just felt like everyone was doing everything wrong in this video.
There was absolutely no passion.
Mm-hmm.
He was doing this weird thing with his tongue that I actually hate when I watch like pussy eating videos. Like what I'm looking for in like ass eating and pussy eating is like fucking face buried. Mm-hmm. Like I don't want to see anyone.
I shouldn't be able to see
your darting
tongue.
All I want to
see is like eyes. You know what I mean? And when I see like the distance between a mouth and like the tongue is just kind of like poking at it. Like
unless you have a gargantuan tongue, like you're not going to get the depth that you should be getting if you're
pressure.
That far away from the asshole.
No.
Yeah.
How are Of course, like he kept saying, like get your tongue in there, like get it in deep. And it's like, You should get. You should see how far away he is from your asshole right now, my friend. Yes. My buddy.
My buddy. I felt like buddy was a choice because he was very trying to like put it out there that these are two straight guys. You know.
Yeah.
Because,
are they? I don't think the guy getting his ass eaten was straight.
I feel like he was trying to use. He was trying to.
Trick Did you see
us
the tan lines on that guy? He's going to the beach wearing.
He had a G-string. Insane string bikini. G-strings. Yeah. I couldn't believe it.
I don't think he's trying to pass. I think he was trying to. He was trying to use the like the parlance of that guy's world.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Exactly.
Buddy.
Yeah.
He was like, buddy is a thing only straight men say. So.
Yeah. But I also exactly.
famously gay men have never used the word buddy.
No.
Also, though, like based on the beanie he was wearing in combination with his mask, which was like truly triggering because that like frumpy brown beanie is like every guy whose dick I sucked when I was 19 owned that at one point.
God.
Like, right. Mm. I feel like he was a straight like. Passing like gay guy who dealt with his own repressed sexuality by getting straight guys to lick his ass, like
that's and wearing his Laurel mask while you do it.
Exactly.
I was sort of like, you could tell he orchestrated the filming. This was not like a secret camera,
no.
And so I was like, why wear the mask then?
I know.
Just like don't show face if that's what you're concerned about. But the setup of it was very confusing.
It was very weird, and like. There, someone opened a door in the background at one point, which I clocked, and then I was concerned as to like where they were. You know,
I know. I mean, it's like one of the pleasures of being gay is that I'm not asking myself while I'm watching most of our porn if the parties are all okay,
right?
And like,
right.
And I feel like that was sort of shattered for me in this instance where I went away like deeply concerned for everyone's safety.
I know.
Or just, I guess, his safety, really. I was like, why is he wearing the mask? I think it's because he's about to do something terrible to this man who's just eaten his ass. Poorly.
I know. Poorly. Yeah. It was very sloppy. Very sloppy indeed.
I don't think he was getting instructed properly either.
No, he wasn't. That's true. It was just, he just was like, tongue fuck me, which is like, okay, I think that's what that guy was genuinely trying to do, you know?
Yeah. Could you tell this? And you don't think that his girlfriend is receiving great
cunnilingus?
Either,
no,
do you?
I don't think so. No,
he felt a little at a distance and very. It did have like a cunnilingus like build, where like by the end he was like, I do the part where I shake my head back and forth, but like
my motorboat. Yeah,
yeah. But I was like, that's not quite what we're here for. And
wait,
like,
Can I actually ask you guys this question? I've never asked someone to suck my hole before.
Me neither.
And that was a part where I was like, am I missing out? Should I be asking more people to suck my hole? It doesn't seem like something that would be very effective in like stimulating any of the parts of my butt that would need to be stimulated to like get off from that.
I mean,
it
I
was
don't,
so strange.
I'm not getting off from just... asshole stuff on its own anyway.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
sucking could be an interesting like, oh, that feels different, but it's not like climactic. It's
yeah,
not, like,
I, the only thing
building
I'm asking
on top
people,
of tongue work. Yeah.
I've definitely like I like the sucking of a clit. Like love to say like suck my clit because
Very different. Very different.
Yeah, but like
there.
Suck my hole, I would be concerned that like things move inside me. You know what I mean?
Suck my hole, but not too hard.
The suction is the last thing you want. In fact, that's sort of like, sort of structurally with the penis, that is a big problem with anal sex, is that it is a plunger. And you are sort of plunging the one part of your body that you really don't want to be plunging.
Right. Yeah.
And so sucking a hole seems like it would exacerbate that problem even more.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I like the idea, like maybe like the vibration is what he was looking for, which like I love like a humming, you know,
maybe
when people moan into your ass or, you know, whatever.
I don't even know if you physically can. It looked like he was more giving him sort of like a kiss goodnight on the forehead.
Yeah.
You know, like mwah.
Mwah.
You know,
a little
right
peck.
There on the hole. Yeah. A little peck on the hole.
Yeah. And his head was also kind of doing a pecking motion at one point too, which is just not sexy.
I feel like he was just ready to escape at any moment, though. That was
he was.
He was like, just in case, like the legs close and trap me forever.
The longest 8.5 minutes of his life, certainly, and our lives.
Yeah. It could have continued because honestly, it didn't look like it was building to anything. So I was like,
no,
how does this
and
end?
No one was hard either. Did you notice that? Like, that's it was like, is anyone getting anything out of this? Like, no one's hard,
and no one's dicks were touched, which I'm looking for. Like, I like jerk a little, you know, like. Like, someone jerk something.
Yeah, even or jerk like, your own dick while you're getting a rim. Like,
right.
You know?
That would feel good, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, nobody seemed to be enjoying it.
The final issue I took with it is that this guy receiving the rim, like, believes that vaginas can't wink. Because he's like, look at
yeah.
that. Look at that. Isn't that cool? Fucking winking at you because he's making his mouth wink. He's like, girlfriend can't do that. I'm like, yes, she can.
Yes, that's she can.
Yeah, 100%. She absolutely like, can.
Yeah.
Even I know that.
Everyone's butts
And also, it's
do
not that.
That
cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, he acted like it was revelatory. Like yeah. something that like
that only
would
he
blow
can
this
do.
Guy's mind.
Yeah. It's something only he knows how to do. And yeah. isn't he so lucky to like witness it firsthand?
Twice.
Yeah.
Twice he... puckers and winks his asshole and is like, isn't that cool? And it's like, yeah. no, dude.
No.
Like, you need to recalibrate what you think is cool, yeah. okay? Like, leather chaps are cool. Winking your yeah. asshole is not
it's
cool.
It's not. Yeah. So weird. Also, I normally am like okay with like bodily fluids, but for some reason I was really like not okay with the amount of like booty juice and
the viscosity of the saliva.
Spit. Yeah, yeah.
Became a problem.
Yes.
It became a real problem.
Real problem for me. There were a couple
visually,
moments where
it didn't look right.
Yeah.
It didn't look like Yeah, it just, it. Yeah, I did not appreciate that either.
Yeah, it didn't look yeah. like things were clean, really. So there was like kind of a grayish consistency color.
I thought it was, at the very beginning, I thought there was like a chunk of something. Like I was like, is this like a toilet paper dingle? Because there was like a white ball. It turned out to just be spit with some viscosity to
I
it
see,
that
yeah.
was like formed a little thing, but
that again leads me to believe that he's straight because he yeah. doesn't know how to properly clean his ass.
It wasn't actually a dingleberry. I just yeah. I was like waiting for it to be.
How dare
sure.
you if you sent me a video. No shame, I guess, but that was not what I was signing up for.
I know. I'd apologies. Have to
be, I'll come back and I'll do that.
Okay.
For
okay.
you guys,
so but. let's talk to a better. Let's talk about a better video.
Yes.
This is from Cocky Boys, which I love. Mm-hmm. I am a woman who loves to watch two men having sex. So I
same.
I have
now.
I
can
love
I say
Cocky Boys.
Before we start? I'm yeah. like I'm friends with Ty.
Are you? He's
yeah.
one of my I'm favorite like, performers.
I love Ty so much. I love his videos. He's
oh
an
my
incredible
God.
Writer.
I was going to say,
he's hilarious.
He's a beautiful writer. So fucking smart and well-spoken.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Jealous.
Yeah.
Of
I know.
Good Judy. Yep. Love him to death and was yeah. so excited to watch one of his videos. But in its entirety, because I'm sorry to Ty, but I normally just watch the Cocky Boy preview clips.
And that's enough
for me. But this was a delight. I have to say I have some feelings about Cooper.
Oh, do you?
Or is that how we're pronounced?
I always just say Cooper. I just every time I see an umlaut I'm like Cooper, but I don't
Cooper.
Actually think that's how you say it.
I don't think it's a liquid U. Yeah.
I think it's just Cooper. I just want
Cooper
add.
Spelled goofily because yeah. that is where my journey started with Cooper and I was like ugh.
Oh.
Cooper
yeah.
with an umlaut and like, then me going in sort of hating him and like his general vibe and he's not really my type
yeah.
I would say either and because of all the confluence of all those three things I like ended the video being like yeah I'm like I hated myself for like I hated him
yeah
and then I was into it and then I hated myself for being into it because I hated him and
what
I was
a
like,
journey
I was like, this is exactly the kind of porn I love to watch. Because like,
yeah.
when you start to feel guilty for the things that you're attracted, like I grew up in a very Christian home. I need a little shame in my soup,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
in order to
totally.
Really feel
yeah.
it.
The taboo, you know.
Was the resistance to Cooper just the like name, or was there like a pretty white boyness to it that you
the name?
Well?
I like he's definitely like a pretty white boy in the way I don't usually like float that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like to see a little bit more color.
Sure.
and or if they are white, like I usually like them to be like giant, or like bigger than me, or in a body type that like. Because, like, I think Cooper and I are probably basically the same build or so. Maybe
okay.
I'm a low little...
Low-key flex.
Yeah, low-key flex. Well, a very low-key flex, because Cooper is, like, twink adjacent, I would say.
Yeah, he's borderline twink. He's, like, a petite man,
yeah.
but he definitely is, like, cut, you know? He's
yeah.
definitely
yeah.
got, like, well-defined
a cut
muscles.
Twink.
A yeah. cut twink. Yeah.
Yeah, which is not usually what I go for. I like a little bit more meat on the bones. Mm-hmm. But yeah, all of those things like came together and I was like, yeah, I guess I'm into this.
I'm so glad that was the end of the journey and we didn't just traumatize you with two different videos.
No, no. Yeah. Although you did traumatize me because I will say the beginning of this episode was repulsive to me. No shade to Ty. I love you. I think you're gorgeous. I like every part of your body. I hate feet.
Oh, interesting.
Feet. Oh, not a feet person.
I hate the. I don't like seeing feet sucked or licked. Yeah. I don't like the idea of sucking or licking a foot. Not my own feet. Like,
not
stay
someone else's.
Away from my feet. And stay away from feet in general. And it was like, I was like, oh no. I was like, is this what the video is going to be? Just them in a bathtub with feet and like playing with each other's feet. But no, it slowly moved away from there. So
it did.
I was happy.
I have to say that I loved the beginning of this because it did feel very amateur. Like it felt like it felt intimate, you know, it felt real. It felt like a real, there was no setup. There wasn't like a, there was no storyline to be
well
had.
I will say, and this is another problem that I had with Cooper, is that I could sense the artifice with Cooper a little bit more than I could with Ty, and maybe it's because I know Ty and I know that like his vibe a little bit better, but like I do think that it shows Ty was like down to chat a little bit more naturally than I think. Like Cooper was still very much aware that he was in a porn
I see what you're saying,
like
totally.
He was like very like, yeah, I'm an Aries, like, do we have, well, what's our sex like? You know?
Yeah,
and
totally.
I was just like down to read his chart, you know?
Yes, absolutely. Let's talk about this.
Yes. Yeah. But that's so the like elusive impossibility of porn is like so much of it. Even when it's like two porn performers creating their own content, you can tell like who's more comfortable just living on camera and who's like, I'm performing. And like, that's why like Ty Mitchell is a favorite, is like, he just feels so natural in everything he does. Mm-hmm. And that's like a rare commodity in a performer.
Like they move from astrology, which is like, I think pretty like good. I think that's good banter up top porn territory.
Yeah.
And then my favorite thing that Ty does is he's like, so how do you like living in LA? And that was really what brought me to like the realism of it. Cause I feel like that is the conversation that I have with most guys that I have sex with, like semi-anonymously in LA, is like, I'm like meeting you off Grindr and I'm like, how do you like LA? Oh, like, oh yeah, New Yorkers constantly like shitting on
complain
LA.
About it.
Yeah.
I was like, oh yeah, this is a real combo that Ty is trying to have. And it was funny.
As a recent LA import, I definitely related to that too. I was like, let's talk about the space and the backyards and like hiking.
Yeah. What route you took to get here, et cetera. Yeah.
And
why
then it just
the valley bad?
Naturally just moves into sex, which I loved. And, you know, we get some, I was concerned that it was going to stay in the bathtub the whole time because I hate.
I had exactly the same concern. We stayed in the tub a long time. Yeah.
I hate water and sex.
Yes.
I hate water and sex.
I recently tried to have sex in a pool.
Oh.
And it is not. It's
traumatizing.
So hot. It seems so hot
right.
aesthetically, but it is on a practical level just not okay.
No, like, water is not a lubricant. It
in
is
fact,
like
it sort
opposite.
Of has the opposite effect.
Yes,
it makes
yes.
you like.
It really does. It literally does. It creates friction.
Friction.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was really eager for them to get out of the tub.
Showgirls lied to us. You know, showgirls fucking lied to us, and now we all think that, you know, sex in a pool would
water
be hot, but
lube.
Actually, it's not.
I was fine with them starting there, but I needed them to get out of the water.
Well, you
much
know what
sooner.
Else? I had a very visceral sense of when the water had started to like empty out, and I believe like Ty was like on his hands and knees giving a blowjob, and he was the guy was sitting on like the lip of the tub. All I could feel in my body was that cold feeling that you feel
when you're
like half out of the water and you're like wet and like in a and like I'm sure an air conditioned LA apartment. I was like, just get out of the tub.
Go somewhere else.
You're so cold. I know you're so cold right now, both of you. I can't imagine how comfortable this is for either of you.
I was thinking about his knees as you were saying that, like him like trying, because at one point he like climbs on top too and like very elegantly, but I was like, oh, you're going to jam your little knees and like in the tub, you know?
Bony.
Like,
yeah.
It's just a logistical thing. Like, it's for foreplay and then get the fuck out of there and get on a bed and get your lube.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I guess like if you were into feet, like this, the initial setup of the porn is like perfect. Like just a tub big enough for you to be sort of like entwined. See, I would like that scenario, but like flipped where like you're in a sort of spoon situation.
Oh, I think I would really enjoy that. Mm-hmm. I love being in a bathtub with a lover. So I was very interested as the second that this video started.
Yeah.
But, and I also, I loved that it moved out of the tub, and then we had two other setups.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We're moving around, you know?
Yeah.
Like, we're not just in one place. So therefore, I'm thinking the sex is long and the sex is good.
Yeah. It was exactly as much sex as I want to have.
Yeah.
27 minutes worth of sex.
Yeah.
Three different setups. Like
perfect.
A good enough conversation is to begin, mm-hmm. and you know, everybody, and you get, you do all the moves and all the tricks, and everybody seems to leave happy.
Yeah, everyone comes, you know.
Uh huh.
And the ass eating.
It is such an like no shit. Porn is like an idealized version of the sex you want to be having, but I was like sort of pleasantly surprised that in this instance it was my exact fantasy, except for the feet, you know?
Like, yeah. Oh, good. Yay.
That's good. That's great. Yeah, I like got really into it once we got on the couch. I just spent a lot of time being worried about like the water in the tub, and then once we were on like the counter and fucking and doing the very ambitious like on your back counter as opposed to like doggy style counter fuck, I was like, this is impressive, but like...
Ty didn't look comfortable in that.
He didn't, no. Yeah.
And he did a very good job of sort of, I mean, if he was, and then God bless him. If he wasn't, he did an amazing job of covering it because he performed the shit out of that moment of the scene. I always can't get that movie Mother out of my head whenever I see sink fucking like that, because I'm always like, is the sink braced? Is it braced?
Oh my God.
Is it going to fall down as you're fucking? Like, I'm always concerned. Safety first, people.
Yes.
Safety first. It's brace the sinks before you fuck on them.
Yeah. I would have loved to see lube.
Mm-hmm.
I was surprised that there wasn't.
Confusing to me.
Especially after we had, like eaten ass and then rinsed off the ass.
That was confusing
to me. This
is
when we do the lube. This is when we get the lube involved.
Or, you know, like, listen... Ty takes a lot of dick a lot of times, so like maybe he needs less of it, and maybe he's a spit boy, and like that can work,
right?
And the mechanics, but like to rinse off all the spit you just put on the butthole felt so counterintuitive.
Exactly. I love the idea that Ty has like evolved to the point where he just has like a self-lubricating asshole.
I mean, some people do. Some people really like just need some spit and like their ass eaten for a little bit, and then some spit, and they're good to go. I've certainly had situations where that's the case, but
like
it is not, it's not an everyday thing, and I certainly I guess I would have liked the illusion to be shattered a little bit more. I kept thinking like, is there some cut that I'm not seeing
where,
like, they're adding lube
I know,
and they're just like sort of CGI-ing it out, I guess. I don't know.
It's there, but they just they painted it out in post.
Yeah. Cooper had a great dick.
He
really did have sort of like the ideal penis.
And he has a deep voice, which I liked. Like his voice was like pretty.
Did you not think it was a little bit put on?
Like he was dropping it to see.
I felt like he was code switching. I thought he was top code switching a little bit. Like I was like,
because
I didn't click on his name. I can't imagine he's only topping in most of his videos.
I don't think so. Yeah.
Yeah. And I wonder, I feel like I was like, well, somebody's using their top voice.
Sure. Yeah.
Sort of add to the illusion a little bit.
But when he moaned, it seemed kind of deep too. And I feel like that's a good tell, you know, like when people moan.
I still do it when I'm, if I'm topping, I'm moaning down here still.
Are you?
You're doing movie voiceover when you're moaning as a top.
Exactly.
Yes.
Because I do feel like you're still, like, I never feel as out of control when I'm topping as then when I'm like getting fucked, like fucking, I still feel like there's a modicum of like control in my body and in like my surroundings, and I'm sort of like taking it in and I'm thinking a lot more. Whereas like getting fucked, I'm just sort of like eyes to God. And,
and here we go.
And here we go.
Yeah.
I also, this is a tiny detail, but I also liked Cooper's funny like armpit thing. There was like one awkward moment where he was like trying to like sort of sniff and kiss Ty's armpit, and then Ty moved, and you were like, oh, tried that, didn't work. But then at the end, when they started to like cuddle, like during their like cum moment, he did it again. And I was like, oh, that's a funny little quirk. That's like the most human thing I noticed that Cooper did throughout, that he was kind of like wanted to nuzzle at his armpit. And I was like, I don't necessarily want someone in my armpit, but I liked it because it just felt like a weird textural, like human detail.
Armpits can be really like, well, and also like, not, I mean, erogenous, I feel like. Like, it's know, like having your armpit licked is kind of hot.
Yeah, because it's like an off-limit zone for a lot of people.
We should say that the rimming in this video was also great. He really chowed down.
Yes. Cooper was, and it was like the appropriate, like it was like a part of foreplay. It came at the right moments. Again, sort of question him washing the ass afterwards. I didn't need to see any of that. I think they grossly overestimated how hot that would be in general. I loved when he picked Ty up and sort of moved him.
Yeah, on the blanket and spun him around.
Now, was he when he picked Ty up, was he still inside Ty?
Yes, he still was
That's
in
really
him.
Impressive.
That's
hot. That's really, really impressive. That's hard to do.
Yeah, and walked with him, you know?
Yeah.
It was great. I also loved that they attempted to do like a 69 scenario and it didn't work out. And then he just like spun him around and he's like, I'm just going to keep fucking you.
I can say too, I find the one position when Cooper was sitting and Ty was sort of reverse cowgirl on top of him. That's a really tough position to pull off effectively. And I think he did it. And like, it made me be like, God, I wish I could do that. Cause like, you really like, you sort of have to hold yourself in this weird.
You got a lot of thigh strength, you know?
Thigh strength. Really, and then also, like, you're somewhat in control, but the top, it doesn't give a lot of, like, range of movement for the top a little bit. So it's, like, a tough position. It can be very rewarding.
Yeah.
But I think it is, you know, high risk, high reward. I appreciate that they went there. That's what makes him a professional, to just go there, you know?
It's true.
Make it look easy.
I will say the one sad thing is for me is that like, because it is a professional porn, they really put an emphasis on like seeing the cum. I feel like if this were an amateur vid, he would have just like come inside and I would have suspended my disbelief and believed him, you know? Like, I would have just believed that he came. I don't need to see it. And it would have been like hotter to me if he came inside. And I'm sure it's like a job thing too. I don't know how that works, but like it, I was like, when he was like, I'm coming, and then he pulled out, I would have been so mad if that were a real life situation.
Stay
like,
in.
Yeah, we talk about this a bunch. Like, the cum shot is such a, like, necessity and, like, literal requirement on a lot of porn sets, but I don't need to see it. I think it's hotter when someone comes inside me. It just feels better for everyone, I think.
Yeah.
So the performative, like, jizz dance is just extra. Yeah.
And I want to see, like, flash forward, you know, 12 hours, Ty like rushing to the bathroom because he's got a fart coming that he knows is going to be a shrimp factory.
He got fucked hard.
Yeah.
Oh my God, if I ever saw a porn that ended with just like a time cut to 12 hours later and you farting out cum, like,
oh my God, amazing.
Subscriber for life. Oh, I love it. I feel like we don't have to ask, but like, which of these would you put into your spank bank?
Oh, definitely the Cooper tie. Sure.
And like, by the way, like, it's, as you don't sound like someone who pays for your porn, feel free to like keep using that long end.
You guys are so sweet. I think I might. And I actually can pay for it, and I should pay for it because I am in a position where I can, and I want to support my sex worker brethren.
That's right. But,
so if you can, you should. I just I find that like when I'm watching porn, I'm watching it in like 3-minute chunks, and that's like sort of my
gift.
It's like watching TikTok versus binging a show, you know, and like my brain is just like too ADD rattled, so I have to like just like continue to watch like 3-minute clips over and over again.
I get that.
Of the best parts.
That makes sense. I always have to like, I have to curate, and it's like 5 minutes of this, 5 minutes of this, and then the like things for specific modes of the like arc, and then sometimes I ruin it by like waiting too long for the perfect porn, and it's tragic.
Oh, I'm committing. I'm like starting with one and I'm staying through the whole thing. And like, the Cooper and Ty one like absolutely did it for me last night. So,
yeah, this is fucking hot. This is absolutely in my spank bank. Because some of the cock boy stuff is like a little too precious. And like when I saw that it was half hour long, I was like, we'll see. Because sometimes it's like too slow and like too like romantic even for like what I like to watch. But this one, once we got out of the tub, had like, and I also like that it started in the tub. I just wanted to, I would have skipped had it not been for the podcast. But like once we were fucking on a couch, I was all the way here for it. So
yeah, 100%.
Ugh. Joel, thank you so much for joining us. What a journey. I feel entitled to call you by you, she, her pronouns by this point.
Yes.
I feel
like now you can.
Thanks, girl. Thanks for coming on the pod.
Joel, is there anything you want to plug?
You can listen to my own podcast, Urgent Care, which comes out every Thursday. It's an advice podcast. We get a lot of sex-related advice, and I've learned so much. I've learned mainly that slips aren't easy to be accidental. So that's an important tidbit that I will be taking with me to my advice podcast for sure. But please tune in to Urgent Care if you want advice from me.
Great. So that's perfect too, because we come out on Wednesdays. So you can listen to us and then you can listen to Urgent Care, and then you'll know so much about sex and porn. Amazing. Thanks again.
You'll be a better person.
Yeah, you'll be a better person.
Absolutely.
Thanks so much for listening to Girls on Porn. You can find us on Instagram at Girls on Pern. That's porn without the O, because fuck Instagram. You can also find us on Twitter at GOB the Podcast and on our website at girlsonporn.com.
Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to the show if you haven't already.
And if you give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, include your Insta handle and we'll tag you, expressing our abundant gratitude.
This has been Girls on Porn, the only GOP that's actually good.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.